Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 224. Connect ready. This is the show recorded on the 7th of November, 2010. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week is, as always...
Oh, I thought you were going to say my name.
No, you could say it.
Catherine.
Hey.
Adam.
We don't know. Again.
Who knows? Not here. Maybe he's dead.
Don't say that.
Even though we see him sign into Facebook.
True. Maybe he's mountain climbing or something.
Still, it's, you know, usually you would tell someone you're not doing stuff.
Yeah, unless he's just assuming we're not doing it, because, you know, he doesn't
really go on the website. Because we haven't told him we're doing it, but then... He knows what time we do it. We've done it at the same time for 5 years, 6:30 on a Sunday. That's the time we do it. Anyway, this episode, like last week, is being broadcast live, so hello to everyone in the chat room. Reese Baxter says Adam sucks with two S's. Yeah. Obviously, GamerCast does not endorse this blah, 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 and so on and so on.
The news.
A couple of bits of news item thingamajigs this week. The first one is a bit of Capcom related news.
Akamiden.
Yeah, I can't pronounce that.
That's why I wondered why you said, that's why I thought you said Capcom related news, because you weren't sure on how to pronounce it.
Well, I mean, Jesus, I mean, look at this. Akamiden.
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 So, Akamakaziman. As people may or may not know, the sequel, kind of sequel, to Akami that's coming out on the DS.
What?
Remember the PS2 game, Akami?
No.
What?
Well, I probably remember the box.
I've probably got it here.
Oh, no.
I won't get it out. Okay, so this, of course, you don't play as Amaterasu, you play as Chibi...
Captain SpongeBob from Beyond the Moon.
Chibi Ritasu, who's Amaterasu's little pup as such. Or spiritual pop or something like that. So, can I have my show notes, please?
No.
Thank you. So, it's officially now had a release date for over in the UK. It's either out in America already, or it's coming out very soon in America. And for the UK, we never actually had a release date, which is now officially March 18th, which is for all PAL territories.
Oh, aye.
Just to mention as well, Capcom are actually doing some competitions for it, so you can win a 3DS, apparently.
Mm.
And some other stuff. If you go on the Akami Facebook page, they're giving away loads of stuff, and all you've got to do is put some goblin mask on a picture of yourself on Facebook or something, and you can win stuff. So yes, that's Akami Den. I'm looking forward to it. I played it back at a Nintendo event back in April, I think.
Nintendo.
And I thought it was really cool, because it's quite nice, because it's just Akami but on a smaller screen. It doesn't look too bad, to be honest. So yeah, that's it for Akami Den.
Yep.
Oh, start reading the forums.
Well, I can read the forums if I want. Aren't you going to talk about this?
No, because I said... I could talk a bit about it, but I thought you could talk about some stuff about it as well.
Well, okay, Kinect is out this week.
Yes, Kinect is out this week in Europe.
It was out last week in the US, so we've already got, like, a few bits and bobs we know about it. Like,
yeah.
There's some really cool videos on the interwebs of people using their Modern Warfare 2 goggles to see the near infrared, and they can see what Kinect does, and it showers loads of...
It looks really cool.
Loads of funky infrared dots all over the playing area, which is cool, but as expected, because we knew it projected a...
like a grid of light.
A load of infrared jib-jab onto the room.
Yeah. So it's coming out on the 10th, which is Wednesday. Many stores, I would probably say game stores, I don't know if other stores, maybe HMV.
Yeah, Asda are doing openings, aren't they?
I mean, I'm sure Tesco's are as well.
Tesco's open 24/7 anyway.
Yeah,
well, are doing ours
midnight launches for Kinect.
So if you don't have a pre-order down and you're trying to get one, let's face it, you're going to have to walk around at midnight trying to find one.
Yeah, because they are actually sold out in America, aren't they?
They sold out within a day and a half. I mean, our stock is already sold out here as well, so
crazy.
It'd just be a question of finding any cancelled pre-orders and stuff like that.
That's crazy. I suppose it's like a top Christmas present.
So anyway, obviously there's a few sort of news items out there, people trying to get hits related to people searching for Kinect. There's people whinging about, oh, it broke my TV. Yeah, of course it broke your TV because you smacked it trying to play a game on it, didn't you? True, but we blame it on Kinect.
Yeah, totally Kinect's fault.
Yeah. Well, at least with the Wii, it says, attach your restraint.
Keep attach yourself your less energetically posed in a spot.
There's also GameSpot, disappointingly, had something about Kinect being racist. Now, I don't know about you, but how does a camera be racist? You know, it doesn't care. It doesn't know what it's looking at. It's just trying to interpret what it sees. And if it sees a giant woolly mammoth, it's going to say, hang on a minute, that person's bent over, and be racist towards woolly mammoths because it doesn't have a trunk like a person. Or the other way around.
Because everyone has a woolly mammoth in their living room.
Yeah, didn't you read my blog post about how the woolly mammoth was talking?
And mooping about.
Over the frozen North Sea. Or Doggerland, as it was called when it was not a sea. So there's a bunch of hoo-ha about that, which is largely being debunked. Consumer Reports did a big post on this saying, look, noobs, it just depends. Cause this was for... the reason they were saying it was racist was because two GameSpot employees' auto-sign-in wouldn't work. Now, auto-sign-in uses facial recognition to sign in, so it uses the RGB camera, which is obviously going to be reliant on decent lighting conditions.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you're going to need light on your face for it to be able to see your face. It would still work for the games, because the games used the near-infrared, you know, fancy tracking skeleton mumbo-jumbo. Mm. And you just have to sign yourself in, so, you know, whatever. I mean, this is largely being debunked now. This was, like, you know, last week's news, really.
Yeah. Well, Kinect isn't for us, though. Coming out this week. So is that about it on Kinect, really? Was there anything other cool stuff that you saw on the net?
We're talking about the games next week, aren't we? I suppose I could say it's had largely positive reviews. Some people have criticised the amount of space it requires.
I was going to say, I think Eurogamer have been a bit harsh on it.
Have they? What did they say about
it? And harsh on their reviews, I think.
Yeah, but Eurogamer have been PlayStation fanboys for a while, haven't they?
Have they?
No, yeah, that's why I don't read them anymore.
One of the games, I read the review because they gave such a low score. They gave 2 out of 10.
What was that for, Sonic?
No, it was for Fighters Uncaged.
Really?
And the woman who wrote it, it sounded like it was written by someone on a forum. I was just like, I expected a bit higher of Eurogamer.
Yeah, they used to be quite good.
Like, loads of people read it. Or, like, Eurogamer.
I don't read it anymore. I read Gamercast.net, the number one shop for all your gaming news, for shop. The things we cover.
Shop.
Yeah, shop.
We're a shop.
Shop.
I thought you said shop.
Oop, that's Gamercast. I want to go to Eurogamer. Well, the website wasn't flipping learning, wasn't it? Stupid Eurogamer. Yeah, I don't know. Eurogamer's website ain't loading up.
But yeah, a lot of people have thought they're being quite harsh.
So why did they not like Fighters Uncaged?
Oh, the woman who reviewed it just didn't want to play it from the sounds of it.
Danny brought the fight back today saying it was rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah, the PS3 move game.
Well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would criticise Fighters Uncaged because there's no two-player. And it's a fighting game.
Yeah, but
it's an early game. It was made by a small Belgian company, which was proposed from Ubisoft or something like that. And, you know, they haven't had that long to develop the game, every other game for Kinect.
Yeah, they were. These Kinect games have been chucked together quite quickly. So obviously, the release games are not going to be super high quality things we're going to be seeing in 18 months' time. You know, with like Child of Eden and all these other cool games.
Well, yeah, you can't necessarily
An interview with the developers, and they said basically that they did have multiplayer up and running, but they found that people were hitting each other and stuff like that, so they took it out. They also said about online multiplayer and said that's definitely something they're working on later. We'll look at for doing for a sequel.
When did you read that?
This was months ago.
Oh.
This is because I'm on the ball, you see. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So anyway, whatever. Whilst, you know, we're talking about the games later on, so...
Yeah, because of all the releases coming out.
Releases.
So,
Batman.
Next up, just a brief little random thing, because there's Batman. Not much news this week, as it's all just Kinect. So, Grant Morrison, who wrote the original Arkham Asylum graphic novel comic thingamajig, has said that he's now writing another Batman comic, and it's actually being inspired by the Arkham Asylum game.
Oh, right.
Which I think is quite cool, because that means a game is influencing comic, but a big, known kind of brandy thing, which I think is quite cool. If that makes sense. He wants to just take it as an influence because it was the first game, well, the first time he'd played a Batman game, and he felt like he was in Batman's shoes.
My name's Batman. My name's Frank West. I'm the guy from Dead Rising. Hi.
Yeah. But yeah, so actually that was quite cool. Because Grant Morrison's cool anyways, but yeah. So the highest they did was Dark Side. I was like, your shape, 6 out of 10? Can't be that bad. Looked quite cool from what I've seen. I'm looking forward
Talking about Batman?
Looking forward to picking up. Yeah, that was pretty much it. Next up, Dragon Age 2 news. EA and BioWare have officially announced that they're making a Dragon Age Legends Facebook game, which will, of course, be play for what they call it, a new play for free Facebook game, which expands the franchise Dragon Age, and as well as that, what you get in this can unlock stuff for Dragon Age 2 when Dragon Age 2 comes out next year. So they haven't said exactly what you can unlock from doing stuff in this game, but you can get some cool stuff apparently. It looks quite cute as well. Or they're very Flash. As in, it's been made in Flash.
Flash, huh?
Don't you think?
Well, it could be. What else is it going to be? Flash or Silverlight?
Well, yeah, but they could make it look different. You don't have to make a game look like that if it's made in Flash.
Eh, whatever.
But yeah, so there's that for any Dragon Age fans out there wanting to get some exclusive unlocks due to Facebook. Can I scroll down a little bit, please?
No.
EA have also announced about a new Battlefield game.
This is interesting stuff now.
Battlefield Play for Free.
Okay, can I play now for free?
You can sign up for the beta. So, the makers of Battlefield Heroes are now making another Battlefield game.
Yep.
Called Play for Free, which will once again be a free...
Be free.
PC shooter. But this time it's realistic. Well, it has more realism and depth.
It's less arcadey
and more polished. Yeah, I quite like the style of Heroes. I never actually played it, but I remember like seeing the original stuff. I was like, oh, that looks quite cool. But yeah, so they had like 6 million registered users for Battlefield Heroes, and now they want to do better than that by seeing if by making a more serious shooter, they can get people to play it.
Oh, aye.
And also because it'll be a free shooter, but it'll be higher production costs and stuff. So it's going to have the same weapons and similar classes to Battle for Bad Company 2's stuff. So they're going to have 16 vehicles in it. And other stuff. You'll be able to, of course, I imagine, upgrade your person as such, like in rank.
Mm-hmm.
But not a huge amount's been announced as of yet. I went on the web. If you go on their website, which is battlefield.playforfree.com, sorry, 4 being a number 4, you can watch the trailer for it. It doesn't look too bad. It does look. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look as polished as Bad Company 2. But still, for a free game, it looks cool. And yes.
Okay.
You don't want to say anything about...
What, about Battlefield?
Mm.
It was Battlefield, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I suppose what everyone's really looking forward to is Battlefield 3.
Yeah, that's true. Which, of course, you get the beta for if you buy Medal of Honor, I think?
Yeah! Yes, you do, on PC and 360. Other platforms as well.
Yeah. Next up, Bejeweled 3 has been announced by PopCap, which will now probably sell... Just, I don't know, did Bejeweled 2 sell as well as Bejeweled? I don't know.
I have no clue. I mean, it's not really something which is sold at retail, so I don't know.
That's true, isn't it? So Bejeweled 3 is now officially coming out on December 7th of this year via the PopCap website. It will also be...
For PC.
Yeah, for PC. And it will be out in retail outlets in America around that date. No official date for when it's coming out in Europe at retail. It will have the same classic play. There'll be a quest-based one where you go through 40 puzzles. A Zen mode where you personalise your gameplay with sounds and beats. So, apparently it's quite cool. I haven't seen anything of it yet. But you get to personalise it. So, I suppose custom soundtrack like Hexic, almost. But if you can change the sounds it makes when you get rid of the jewels, that'd be quite cool. It's also got some games you can unlock, and it'll have badges, which I guess are kind of like trophies and achievements. They claim it'll be HD, so I imagine... I don't know, PopCap's games are usually quite low res, aren't they?
Well, on PC, they're usually always 1024x768.
Yeah.
Because they have them in those annoying fixed resolution...
Yeah, and you can't change it. Well, they claim it's going to be high-definition graphics now, so maybe that means they'll upscale it.
Maybe, well...
But
no,
the thing is, if they make it higher... graphically, then that means other people won't be able to play it, right?
Why?
Well, people who have crappy computers and they want to appeal to the casual market who may not have...
This isn't heavy on resources, though, is it?
True.
I mean, everyone's got an... Computers have had HD monitors for 20 years.
True.
You know, if by HD, they probably just means it will run at 720p. So, okay, 1280 by 720. As opposed to 1024 by 768. So it is wider.
Okay.
Who knows what they're saying? Because obviously, whenever anyone uses HD, mm-hmm. you have no idea what they're talking about.
And they say I should specify.
Because it's just marketing mumbo. I mean, look at our phone, HD7. Is it high def? No. Okay.
So, being Bejeweled 3, the first one, of course, came out 10 years ago. So it's been on for a while. I can't believe it's 10 years old, Bejeweled. And I just imagine they're going to try and beat their current records of everything. So, like, they claim more than 500 million people worldwide have played Bejeweled, and over 50 million units have been sold across all 17 platforms that it's available on. Which is quite a few platforms. And they claim that the game continues to sell at the rate of one copy every 4.3 seconds. That's a lot of copies, don't you think?
Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah, so Bejeweled 3, December...
7th. Yes, bit of a Nintendo 3DS
news. This is perhaps rumour. So, there have been two scans of official Nintendo magazine that have gone about on the interwebs. One of which say that the release date of the 3DS is March 11th of next year.
Aye.
The other page does not have a date. So unless they put it in by accident, that got leaked out. And then they've now retracted that, put out another one. So people think... they didn't mean to put it, but then either way, that if it is coming out March 11th, that's been leaked now. But that also means it's coming out only 2 weeks after the 3DS in Japan, which is cool because it means I won't have to import one. I can wait 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is what I've been saying for ages. If people release things within a short amount of time from each other, this is something that Japanese companies particularly need to learn. People won't bother importing, they'll just wait.
Well, they don't want people importing anyway, so...
Well, that's the thing. If you don't want people importing, release it at the same time everyone around.
Which is, you know, one thing Nintendo always try and stamp against, having imported stuff, which is, you know, why Leak Sang went ages ago. But then that wasn't just Nintendo, that was Sony moaning about stuff as well.
Oh, Sony, great.
But yeah, so hopefully then that means... when the next issue of Official Nintendo Magazine comes out, there may or may not be a date for the 3DS in that.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Sorry, I'm not going to talk about this because I don't know anything about this. I'm going to talk about last item.
I'm not asking you to talk about it. I just need a breath because I'm talking lots.
Well, if you...
And, you know, my lips hurt.
I could have talked about the last thing, but you interrupted me.
Okay.
Rudd. Root, spelt wrong.
So more versus Capcom 3 news. So people who are Capcom fans will know that when new games come out or they just feel like doing it, they do like a compendium of fan art for the Marvel games. So like they've done a Darkstalkers tribute book. They did something else as well, but I can't think what it is. And so they have, you can submit your art to it And if they like it, they'll put it in the thing and they'll have a little piece of information about you and stuff like that. Capcom Europe have now announced that on their forums, capcomeurope.com/forum or whatever, just go on Capcom Europe, they're hosting a competition where one person from the forums will have their piece of artwork that they've drawn put in the book, which will be cool. But it does actually need approval for them to say, yes, we can put it in the book, as opposed to just plonking it in the book without their say. You also get a free copy of the game, a console of your preferred choice, your piece of artwork printed and framed. And yeah, so that's quite cool for anyone who can draw well. There's a few people on the Capcom forums who are actually quite good at drawing, mainly because they do that kind of work for their job, that kind of stuff for their full-time jobs. So hopefully they'll get something put in there, because they won a few things before for Marvel vs. Capcom. Well, Street Fighter type stuff.
Oh, why?
But yeah, for the Marvel vs. Capcom 3 stuff, now, Poker Night at the Inventory, which is the new Telltale game, which is, of course, a poker game. As they've got the Heavy in there, they've now officially announced a crossover. For anyone who buys and plays Poker Night at the Inventory, you can get some Team Fortress 2 items from it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a poker visor for the Heavy from pre-ordering it from the Telltale store. And then you'll also be able to get other items inside the game itself. So you can get Max's handgun, which can be used for the scouts and engineers, a freelance badge, of course freelance police, that everyone can wear, and loads more other stuff. So they're just doing like a kind of a crossover. Because of course Telltale don't generally run through Steam on release as well, which is quite odd. Because I'd say TF2 is more of a Steam thing really, because it's being Valve.
Oh yeah, Valve do like Steam.
But yeah, so that's fun.
Some feedback from the chat room. They say they're bored.
Whatever.
But that's cool, because it's now time for...
It's time for...
Name...
That...
Game.
Okay, so last week, everyone would have heard... We had a number of guesses for last week, including Sean saying it was Metal Gear Solid, Baxter saying it was Metal Gear Solid, and our own Catherine saying it was Metal Gear Solid. The answer was, in fact, Metal Gear Solid.
Cool.
So yeah, GZ everyone to that. Actually, no one guessed wrong. The guesses we had were all right. So GZ. This week, however, I hope will be a little bit more... tricky. Any guesses?
Should I know what that is?
I don't know.
Exactly a standing out piece.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Oh, well, I told you it'd be a little bit more tricky.
Any clues?
Clues? It's part of a fairly long-running series of games now.
Any other clues?
Multi-platform. PC. Xbox 360. Not PS3. Not this particular game. It might have been on the... No, I don't think it was on the Xbox One. No. This was one of these games which was released right around when the 360 came out, so it might have had an older version as well. I don't know.
Huh? Right when the 360 came out, huh?
Well, around that sort of time period.
Oh.
In that the PC one probably came out before the 360, but then they might have later done a 360 one. But other games in this series have released on all the other consoles.
No idea?
Okay. So yeah, if you think you know what it is, blast me an email to feedback@gamercast.net or leave a message on the website at gamercast.net on reply to this particular episode, or use the forums, portalforums.net as well, if you think you know what it is. If you're correct, you will get GZ on next week's episode. I do also have a little announcement to make as well, because last week I actually forgot to mention someone who guessed the week prior. So Mr. Van Hoosden, who mentioned this on the forums, said for episode 222 that he thought it was Fallout 3, which was the correct answer, so GZ to him for 2 weeks ago.
Cool.
Yes, indeed. So we'll find out the answer, and if anyone got it right, next week.
New releases this week.
Okay, so there's one or two games coming out this week.
One or two.
We're not going to talk about Call of Duty, because Call of Duty is lame-o.
The first game to come out is Call of Duty, lame-o, as it comes out on Tuesday.
Lame-o.
Black Ops.
Ooh, that feels so good.
For Modern Warfare 2, set in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Because JFK's in it, isn't he?
Is he?
I saw an advert for it, and I saw JFK.
Do I get to kill him?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah. Sequel. Well, not really a sequel. Prequel.
Another one of the Call of Duty, well, sequel, prequel, both, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to sell like crazy, and it's going to be cheap everywhere like crazy, and it's got a retail of £55. Another Call of Duty game.
Yeah, if you like shooting stuff, feel free to buy this game. I will not personally stop you, but people who do buy this game and are obsessed with it and play it every day for a whole year, like people do with Modern Warfare 2, it will, let's just say, lower my expectations of that individual. Cough, Becky, cough. Since that short suit flipping plays. The next, obviously, big thing, which is bigger in my opinion, because it's like this big as opposed to a little game, is Kinect. As we already said, this is coming out Wednesday in the EU. And there's a bunch of launch games coming out for that. First up, we're going to talk about Kinectimals.
Yep.
I can talk about it if you want. This is basically a virtual pet game. So you have a virtual cat. There's dozens of different...
Virtual wild cat, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a rawr, tiger or...
Tiger rawr, or...
panther or whatever. So there's lots of different skins for the cat. And it's basically just a virtual pet. You teach it tricks. You hit it. You stroke it.
Make it roll over. Hit it with a hose. It can dig up treasure. Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot more to it than just this. There's a bit of depth to it.
Because you don't get to see that. Yeah, well, they haven't shown that much of it. It's, of course, being made by Frontier, who
should be working on other games.
As Paul would say, I'm sure he'd rather have them working on Elite
4.
Elite 4, even though I'm sure they're just working on The Outsider or something still.
Look, whoever your name is.
Years ago and is still probably in development.
Sort it out, because, you know, sort it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dance Central's
I was just going to say, also with the Connectimals.
Oh, yes, there's a collector's edition as well.
There is a collector's edition.
Cuddly animal.
So if you are buying this for a kid, you can get a collector's edition, which comes with a fluffy Bengal tiger. I think it's a Bengal.
It's a white tiger.
Actually, yeah, Bengal's the orange ones, aren't they? What does that say? Maltese. Is that Maltese?
Don't ask. It's a white tiger.
I think it's a Maltese tiger. He's kind of blue and white. And as well as just getting the cuddly toy, he then has a code on him that means you can... I think you scan it in. It's like how Viva Pinata had the scanning cards. You scan his label in or whatever, and you can then unlock that little cat to have in the game. Well, big cat. Kitten, whatever.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. This actually looks like one of the more appealing titles for, let's just say, people who are not allowed real animals.
And those who want tigers.
yeah, tigers indeed. It also obviously brings up the possibility of other animals later on, such as a Kinect the doggies and Kinect the rhinos.
Kinect the hippo.
A hippo Optimus. One would be good, wouldn't it?
That'd be well cute. And then they don't have eating you. Hippos eat people.
Good luck.
Flipping.
I think I can take on a hippo.
Okay.
Anyway, Dance Central's the other sort of big one coming out. this is actually one getting really good reviews and stuff.
It's good. Yeah. I've played it multiple times now.
So sort of similar to sort of Just Dance and other sort of games we've seen lately. Only obviously this uses full motion body capture.
And it's hardcore.
So you can't cheat like you can on the Wii.
Yeah. You need to learn the moves, really,
yeah, well,
before
it
you
teaches,
get straight into it as well.
Well, you start off with basic things.
But seriously, so if you do it on easy mode, and then you've got the kind of... Break It Down, I think it's called, or Breakdown, which breaks down all the moves that are in the song you want to play, yeah? But it still isn't as explanatory as I would like it, because I don't dance.
Well, it's simple. You've got a routine, and you learn the routine, and then you dance.
Yeah.
Fighters and Cage is also coming out. This is the thing that Eurogamer didn't like. This is a fighting game.
It's got loads of different moves in it that you can do.
Yeah, you can knee people, you can kick people.
You dodge back to not get hit.
Punch people.
Punch, knee, kick. You can do a roundhouse kick. And there's just loads of other different things. It's all single player though. No multiplayer to it at all. But there's 21 different environments to fight in, and you're fighting against all these kind of fist and all star bad guys, as I was saying.
Yeah, a lot of people have been sort of slating it because they're a bit confused that it doesn't follow your motion one-to-one. So sort of like Harry Potter and other games, it waits for you to finish punching before the character then throws
the punch.
Yeah,
because it's got to look for a motion.
Yeah, because it's looking for, oh, look, that person just kicked, so now we will do a kick. Just like a game doesn't think, oh, that person's about to press the A button.
Yeah, because games aren't generally that clever yet.
Yeah, so Dance Central, you don't notice it because you're following people on the screen.
Yeah.
Apart from, like, the free... style bit where you can jig out yourself
and just look silly,
but things like that you don't notice the lag. But people are using like Fighters on Cage to bash to connect, saying, oh, this lag. It's not lag in the system, it's lag in that the game's waiting for you to finish a move before it knows what to do. Because if it did follow you one to one, it would be trying
it'd
to
be all over the place,
it would
well.
Trying to be interpreting you after the fact, and you know, Game Party in Motion is another game coming out.
So this one, does this one use the avatars? I watched a trailer. Yeah, it uses the 360 avatar.
Avatar.
So I watched on the 360, there's a video with a load of the games in it that shows just the games off. And it had this in there. And it looked kind of cute because it has your avatar in it. There's like ice skating and loads of other...
How are you supposed to do ice skating?
I don't know.
Maybe you have
one
to
of them
put
has
wheels
skiing.
On your feet. Well, skiing would just be leaning left and right, wouldn't it?
Jumping as well. But yeah, so I thought that one looked quite nice because it actually used the avatar.
Avatars are cool, but then so does a lot of the other games.
Not all of them do that.
Well, Kinect Adventures, for example.
I know that does, but it's like, well, Dance Central doesn't.
Well, Dance Central wouldn't use an avatar, would it? Because you've got this sort of serious game around it, and there's this goofy-looking avatar in it now. Great.
So it's got loads of games. It's got about... it's got 16 games in there, so some of them... They've got darts. Rebit Tapper. Oh, my God. I have to check that out. If that works like the original arcade game, I'm going to have to look at videos for this afterwards.
I'm going to have to see what a dance is like, because how's it going to know exactly where you're aiming? Because there's so little difference.
Well, if you're like that, your bones would be... This would be crossing
the
backbone.
Yeah, but that's, you know, I would complain about it, because the way I throw, you know, maybe I'll just...
It had to be quite accurate as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Game Party in Motion.
It's also Kinect Joyride. This is the racing game developed by... Well, published by Microsoft, developed by some dude.
Dude, single-handedly.
Well, I don't know what kind. I don't know what I thought you were going to pop in there.
No, I don't know who did Joyride. Yeah, I don't think it was Rare.
Rare did Kinect Sports.
Yeah, that's
they?
What I thought.
Yeah, it's a racing game. You know, put your hands out, sort of Wii style, obviously with nothing in your hands though, and then you can like swing yourself left and right to make the car do a spin, and you like. Push your arms forward to make it boost and stuff like that.
I haven't played it yet.
It looks a bit...
I saw it at Eurogamer.
Looks a bit cheesy. Sonic Free Riders is a Sonic game.
So Sonic Riders, was it? Originally came out on like all platforms back in the day of Xbox
back
and
into
PS2.
Olden days. Big Blue apparently did Kinect Joyride.
Who's Big Blue?
I don't know. That's what.
Oh, the company. Who's
that's
William?
That's what some guy called
Big
William
Blue.
In the chat room said.
Big Blue, Bill.
I don't know who. His name's William. I don't know who it is, do I?
I don't know. Oh, there you go. I know.
Stop hassling me, like.
I never posted about this on Twitter. Actually, saying that.
Well, good job people follow me on Twitter, isn't it?
Yes.
Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/justinrenoff.
Yes, so what were we saying? We were talking about Sonic Freeriders. This sadly has had a lot of slating on the internet.
Yeah, well, it does look
an example of a bad Kinect game.
Pants.
I haven't played it yet.
Well, I think 3D Sonic, we know how bad they are. Motion Sports is another game.
This is the one that's got skiing in it and stuff. It's got American football and horse riding.
So this
how's
sort
horse
of
riding work? Are you going to be going like this? Don't laugh at me.
Okay, Catherine's actually acting out riding a horse, which is somewhat amusing. Yeah, so this is another game. Kinect Sports, like we said, this has got bowling, football, a bunch of track and field stuff, like throwing stuff and running and hurdles.
A bit more kind of, I'd say slightly more extreme sporty. Oh, wait, well, we're talking about Kinect Sports.
I've moved on to Kinect Sports.
Oh, okay, I was just going to say the motion sport one.
Motion Sports is more sort of a.
The one, well, nothing else seems to have like horse riding or skiing or.
Horse riding.
Well, jumping, horse, I don't know.
It reminds me of the cow game in Wii Play.
The cow riding.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That's my mum like that.
Anyway, sorry about this interrupting when you're talking about Kinect Sports. I've been told the football in this is really good.
I've been told the bowling is really good.
Because when I was working at, when I was at an event, someone came and told me and they were like, wow, the football thing's really, really good. I was like, oh, okay. And that was, can I say that we've been asked when will the Japanese titles start coming out for a Kinect?
Not really.
Well, Paul says never. I say next year.
Who cares?
Well, Child of Eden's Japanese title, of course.
No,
that's coming out in
Child of Eden
March.
Is developed by the guy who is a guy.
It's made by Q.
Exactly. That's the guy from Star Trek. he's not a human. He's a
No.
Q.
All the TGS games don't have a release date yet, mainly because they didn't even have gameplay videos.
Anyway. Come on,
Kinect
dude.
Kinect Sports, Avatars. We're told the bowling is good as well.
I just said that.
Oh.
Right, you're not allowed to watch the chat room anymore.
I'm sorry.
Your Shape Fitness Evolved is another one of the sort of good ones. This is a fitness game.
With achievements.
Well, it's on the Xbox. Of course it has achievements.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Oh, forget it. You can do it.
Oh, no. Paul. So this is Ubisoft's other title coming out on release. A fitness game. The most competitive looking one is punching the blocks and kicking the blocks.
Well, there's lots of things, but there's a few cool things that this game could do. For example, it measures how high you are, which obviously doesn't measure your weight like Wii Fit, but then you don't need a stupid board which needs 4 AA batteries for it to work. Like Wii Fit.
Yes.
But, I mean, obviously, I guess the theory is the more you work out, the shorter you get. So
what?
it can measure your shortness over time. Like, I guess that's what they're going for with the.
Well, they do. They
out.
Do like EA Sports Active do. So it just you may input your weight. I'm not sure, but it just tells you how many calories you've burnt.
50.
Maybe not.
5.
And then yeah, so it's pretty Wii Fit like.
This looks cool. So it's got sort of your girly rubbish, but then it's also got punching stuff.
There's 2 player to the punching as well to make it competitive, but only one person at once. So you go in, get your best score, next person steps in, tries to beat their score.
Noob. Good down.
Got to try and beat 366 on hard. I didn't do it. But
dude,
someone set the record.
I am the win, yeah?
Okay.
I punch. Have you seen how fast I punch? Like when I was beating up Dan Barnes earlier on. You know?
Yes, Paul. Ow, that really hurts.
What the hell is this? Crossboard 7?
So this has another name as well, but I've already forgotten what it is.
Epic Wins, Journey Through Time and Space.
No, that's not what it's called.
Oh.
So this is like kind of like a little snowboarding game, which is Konami.
Oh dear.
And you've got these kind of unique characters. It had a totally different name in the Kinect trailer that I watched. But according to Konami, it's called Crossboard 7, so I'm really confused about that. So it's just a little snowboarding game. I don't know if it has 2-player.
Who cares?
No, it doesn't look like it's got 2-player. But yeah, so it's, well, I suppose you've got that and you've got Sonic, which are quite similar. Then we've got Dance Evolution, which also has another name, but we'll just call it Dance Evolution. This is, of course, Konami's trying to fight against Dance Central and with the top spot.
I think Dance Central's run away with the monies.
Yeah. Well, Harmonix usually, you know, get it spot on.
Although normally I think they suck.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. So this is another dancing game.
I don't know,
to be honest,
do I? I don't play your Rock Band games.
Hmm. It sounds pretty similar. There's a you can do competitive. You have backup dancers. It's got different routines.
It's got the hip hop and the R&B like.
Yes, Paul.
But it's also got the pop and the technos.
Does it have the GBs?
But does it have Tecmo?
Tecmo? No, it does not have Tecmo.
They should do a Dead or Alive game.
So that's it of the Kinect titles that are coming out.
No, they should do an Extreme Beach Volleyball game for Kinect.
I believe there's also a few that may be coming out, or may not. So there's like Ultimate Biggest Loser, something or other.
Yeah, the Biggest Loser.
And the Zumba Fitness.
Yeah, there's a couple of other fitness games.
But I couldn't find them on all websites, so I wasn't entirely sure on if they were actually coming out.
I do believe they are launch titles, yes. Sims 3, which is not Kinect.
No. You just missed that.
We're not talking about that.
Sonic Colors.
I'm not talking. Look, you've
it's
got
a new
there,
Sonic game.
Dr. Eggman.
Yeah, that's
what.
That's
not his name.
That is his name. That's his Japanese name.
His name is Robotnik.
That's a Japanese name, Paul.
No, it's not.
So, new Sonic game coming out on Wii and DS only. It's called Colors, but I don't think they put that through in the gameplay enough. It feels like. What? Well, from watching it, it feels very much like Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2. See?
Okay. Didn't this come out last week?
So it's coming out on Wii this week.
Oh, the Wii
Sims 3 console is coming out on the Wii this week. It came out on other formats last week. That's pretty much that.
Robbie Williams is also being released this week.
Yes, Paul.
And we can tell him right now to sod off.
We Sing Robbie Williams is coming out on Nintendo Wii.
We don't want him. Take him back to the game pressing factory.
And this is celebrating 20 years of his popular hits.
Wow, that guy must be like 100 years old.
20 years, jeez. It's got 25 tracks of his, and you get to sing along. You can get it solo, or you can get it with two microphones as well. And it has pretty much the same functionality that the other Wii Sing titles has, just this is a specifically Robbie Williams one.
Yeah, it's great. We all know how well things are. Oh my god, what is that?
So first up, we've got Cooking Mama Hobbies and Fun, which means you get to create things, but in the game, so it's kind of odd because you're creating like jewellery and flower arranging and stuff like that, but in a game.
Yep. So basically, Cooking Mama has, let's just say she got sacked from the kitchen and now she has to be a gardener.
She's broadening her horizons.
A babysitter. Hobbies and Fun lady.
It's got 40 items you can create. And more than 100 minigames. And it's also got 1-4 multiplayer with a single card. So I imagine you can try and beat your friends at how fast you can make a ring or something like that. Next up, Paul said, oh my god, to this.
I didn't know it came with a baby. So yeah, the Babysitting Mama game, which is coming out on the Wii. It actually comes with a baby and you stuff the Wiimote in its back. And then I guess you pretend to be its friend.
Yeah, so you can rock it to sleep, feed it. I was saying to Charlotte earlier, I wonder if it recognises if you shake it violently. It starts crying or something. That's kind of mean. So it's quite creepy because it's... Think of Cookie Mama, all her hair shaved off, a tiny tuft at the front, and wearing a nappy. That's pretty much it.
Yep.
It also features 1-2 players, so I imagine you can bring your baby to your friend's house with your Wiimote, and you can both play with your baby.
Or just not bother putting the baby on it and just cuddle the Wiimote.
That's just weird. Stop doing that.
What's weird?
What are you doing? Stop.
I don't
Stop
even
it.
Have a Wiimote here. What are you talking about?
Ow.
Anyway, Doctor Who is coming out.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's got mini games as well to play with your doll.
Whatever. It's got baby stuff in it.
So, Doctor Who game, Evacuation Earth. This is a DS game.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Why are you saying... What? Why are you looking at me like that? Stop.
What? Stop laughing all the time. Yeah, so this is a DS Doctor Who game being released. It's basically got like 100 puzzles in it, mini games,
So it's not like a full-on platformer like people I'm sure would like for a Doctor Who game.
Yeah, it's more
But there's problems with BBC licensing on that, so...
Yeah, indeed. Harvest Moon.
Hero of Leaf Valley. This is a PSP
Can I just
title.
Say, the other day in StarCraft 2, I played against someone called Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lost.
This is a PSP game. This is the first actual Harvest Moon to come out on PSP now, because the only game they've had in the past is Innocent Life, a fantasy Harvest Moon. So this will be the first one to hit PSP for anyone who is playing games on their PSP.
Another Invisibles game coming
out. Yeah, so there's a sequel coming out. It also comes with a camera as well if you don't already have the first one. It's got 100 new Invisibles to hunt.
Is it solo as well? For people who already have a camera?
Yeah, you can write solo. Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, so that's that. Then we've got Monopoly Streets. This came out last week, but this week is coming out on 360.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not as cool as the Windows Phone Monopoly game, but what can you do?
Well, this isn't normal Monopoly anyway, because you build your cities.
Oh, yeah, this is the weird Sim City type of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And then lastly this week is Venetica. I think it's Venetica. This is a German game, which has been published by DTP, and it is a role-playing title. It's come out on 360 and PS3. I imagine it'll be, well, try and be hugely story-driven and have lots of role-playing in it, so I'm not sure if it'll be D&D-style role-play or if it'll be new-style Japanese-y role-playing or something else otherwise. But yeah.
Okay.
That kind of has had no marketing at all, so...
Alright, so yes, they should be glad that we are talking about their Venetica game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the new releases for this week. We probably missed a couple of Kinect ones out, like we said. Because there's 17 or whatever launch games.
Yeah, all the websites had different stuff, and some had games coming out different times and stuff.
Okay, cool.
Previews and or reviews.
Okay, we got a quick, very quick review of Fable 3 coming up now. Basically, the score is 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I can't do any spoilers on it, but I thought it was quite good. I enjoyed it more than Fable 2. I didn't play that much Fable 2, to be honest. It doesn't take your save from Fable 2, which is a shame.
But you're a different person.
Which makes sense. You are the prince or princess of Albion, and you have to sort out your brother who's being mean. It's all heavily focused on having followers.
Yes, you need to make friends with people.
Yeah, upgrade system.
Which is bad for me, because I want to kill everyone.
Yeah, you did. You kept trying to cast stuff on people and shoot them and stuff.
I will keep doing it until they get the idea to run away. Dear Peter Molyneux, why can't I butcher everyone in this town?
So the upgrade system, you can. The upgrade system is totally changed.
I want to do it now.
So you don't get magical orbs from shooting people and killing people.
You now get
guild seals, which you will get one from gaining a follower. You can get multiple from from finishing quests, and then you can get bits of them from attacking enemies while killing enemies. And the upgrade system works now instead of like. You have a list of things you have to choose from. It's from the Rule of Road, I think it was, if that's right.
Yes, the fancy road with some gates on
it. Yeah, and there's chests in there, and you can choose what to unlock within the required
points on.
Within the required space you're allowed to move about in. So you can only open a new gate after finishing a certain story element. But I think it works quite well.
The game sort of started off slow, but I think it does get a lot better, especially later on. I mean, it's really cool.
I really enjoyed it.
Yes, it is cool.
I do recommend, if you are going to pick it up, to monopolize in retail.
I do that anyway, dude. I do that in RL.
Because that's a good thing to do. Because
to
otherwise,
get the monies.
Yeah, you might be a bit short on money in the end.
Yes, you need the monies.
It was quite nice as well, because the loading screens are reflected on how you kind of play.
Yeah, there's a few bits I don't particularly... I think the combat is too long-winded. You know, I'd much rather them up the damage or lower everyone's health to make the combat faster, because it is boring in my opinion.
Yeah, well, you saw me near the end, didn't you?
Boom, 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 boom.
So one thing I thought was horrible, as I got further to the end of the game, I found the enemies
got just, a lot harder.
Yeah, the enemies just walking around were way harder than any story enemies. And I just found myself almost getting killed every single time. So I just had to block the whole time and dodge and do lots and lots of dodging. And I just found it quite frustrating.
Yeah, so they should work on the... I think they just, you know...
They obviously scaled it up thinking you'd be best at everything at that point. But I just found it way too hard. I mean, I didn't actually die, so I got that achievement, which I was happy for, but...
It's still annoying. I mean, I think the combat, you know, the thing about Fable is you're not playing it for the combat. If you are, you're playing the wrong game.
Yeah, that is kind of true.
So they should turn the combat down and make it less annoying.
But you still need it there, because otherwise...
Well, yeah, you obviously need it.
There's a lack of gameplay.
But the thing is, instead of having a fight last 2 or 3 minutes, make it last 20 or 30 seconds. You know, because it's like... All you're doing is hitting the button over and 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 over again. It's,
Also, so in Fable 2, you had, what was it? You had blacksmithing. What else could you do in Fable 2?
I can make pies in Fable 3.
Well, yeah, in Fable 3, there's Pie Maker. There's also Loot Hero.
I am the Pie Man.
And there's also blacksmithing, which I never found anywhere. And that's, of course, another way to get money, especially if you get your multiplier up really high.
Because doing jobs in Fable 2 was, like, one of the big things, and it was quite enjoyable to, like, chop wood. And I found that it was good. And they've got more jobs in this one. Making pies is all right. But the bar you use to time it is still laggy like it was in Fable 2.
Yeah, it's really laggy, so I find myself crapping out on it.
It's just got like a really bad frame rate. I don't know what the issue with it is. Maybe they just made it a really bad frame rate to make it harder, but it just...
I wouldn't think so.
You know, it's a bit annoying at times. But yeah, 4 out of 5. The full review is on the website, gamercast.net. Read it on there.
I was going to mention something else, but I can't remember. So yeah, that's it. I give it 4 out of 5. It would have had a 5 if something had changed at the end, which I'm not going to spoil.
Oh, what? I want to know.
You can know after we've finished the show.
Okay.
But yeah, so if you want to send us any letters or comments or feedback or answers to name that game... What? Is that why Charlotte says she hates the internet?
I don't know.
Spamming her. If you want to... Yeah, send us any letters, feedback,
feedback comments. At gamercast.net. Visit the website at www.gamercast.net. Do not visit the following websites: eurogamer.net or sony.com or playstation.com or...
Stop listing websites.
Who else that I like? Or the Huffington Post.
Yeah, so you can, as Paul said, leave feedback on the website as well. We've got YouTube, Facebook, Steam...
Yeah,
forums.net.
Join the Steam group.
Is that it?
For the PC peoples.
Is that it?
Pretty much. Facebook. Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. I forgot Twitter. Stop it.
Stop. I'm not doing anything.
Are we
going to
round off the show? Yeah?
Yes, we're finished. That's it.
Cool.
See you
and
next
hopefully
week.
Hopefully someone can guess the answer to name that game. I have no idea what it is. And we'll catch you next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Laters.